Hare Krishna. Self-realization involves changing the mind from a window to a mirror. The mind at present often serves like a window for us. For how is that? We as souls are existing within this body-mind complex, and the soul's consciousness is rooted outwards through the mind, through to the senses, and outwards to the outer world. So just as if we are inside a house made of walls, walls are usually not transparent. So if there is a window in that wall, then we will be able to see through the window. So the window gives us a glimpse of the outer world. Similarly, the senses, when we are present in this body, the body surrounds us souls, and we get perception of the outer world through the wind, through the senses. So in one sense, the senses are like windows. At the same time, the senses are all connected to and centered around the mind. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the 15th chapter, 9th text, he says, the Shotram Chakshus Parshanam Cha Rasanam Ghranam Eva Cha Adhishthaya Vishchayam Vishayanupasevate. So he says that Vishayanupasevate, that the soul pursues sense gratification, pursues the sense objects, Vishayan. But how does he do that? With Shotram Chakshus Parshanam Cha. Shotram is the tool for hearing, that is the ears. Chakshu is eyes, for the tool for seeing. So, Sparshanam Cha, touch. Rasanam Ghranam Eva Cha, that for tasting and that for smelling. Adhishthayam Anishchayam, all these are centered around the mind. So the mind is the center point for all of them, just as the, say, we could say the palm is the center point for all the five fingers of the hand. So the inputs from all the senses come to the mind. So in one sense, the mind is like the window. So for example, sometimes in a hospital or in a big building, which is an important building which has security cameras, so there may be a control office or a security office where the inputs from all the cameras are come together as on multiple monitors or on one monitor in that room. So like that, the mind is the monitor where inputs from all the senses are coming in. So in that sense, for the soul, the mind is the window to the outer world. And while being a window, does the soul, based on whatever is displayed on the screen of the mind, gets attracted or repelled. There is Ichha and there is Dvesha. And based on this duality of perception, likes and dislikes, the soul responds and thus stays caught at the material level of consciousness and unable to perceive its own identity. So normally, we as souls are caught the soul's consciousness is consumed by the outer world as it is manifested through the window of the mind. So, now, moving onwards, when we want to get self-realization, we are so caught in what is happening out there as is being reported by the mind that we don't see anything else. And that's why we need something high. So we need to change the functionality of the mind. And Krishna talks about this change functionality when he says, Yatro paramate chittam niruddham yoga sevaya yatra chaivatmanatmanam pashyan atmani tushyati. So in 6.20 he says, Yatra uparamate chittam. When the consciousness is its material movements are stopped. Uparamate niruddham yoga sevaya. Niruddha. Nirodha is a state of consciousness within the five states of consciousness talked about in Patanjali's Yoga Sutra. Niruddham yoga sevaya. Then yatra chaiva atmana atmanam. Chaiva, at that time, atmana atmanam. So the self by the self, if we will use the word literally here, atma and atma, the self sees with the self. Now we can also understand that Atma has a meaning mind. So the purified mind helps the self to see the self at that time. Atmana atmanam pashyan atmani tushyate. Pashyan, when one sees. So when that window to the outer world changes into a mirror for the self, and at that time in the mirror one sees the supreme spiritual reality, one sees oneself, and not just sees oneself in isolation. We understand that I am a soul, and as soul I am eternal, I am blissful, I am cognizant. I don't have to be craving for all these worldly objects in order to be happy. I can be happy with whatever I have right now. And in that way, if we move onwards, closer and closer to Krishna till we attain Him. So we see ourselves as parts of Krishna, because the self doesn't exist in isolation. The self exists in eternal connection with the Supreme Self. Pashyan atmani tushyati, we become joyful. So self-realization happens when the mind changes its function from being a window to the outer world to also being a mirror to the self, and where it mirrors the true reality of who we are. And when we understand who we are, we no longer have to choose any to pursue pleasure, because pleasure is a part of our nature as part of the supreme source of all pleasure, Krishna. Thank you. Hare.